What's going on, guys? Welcome to Weighing In with Worm. I'm your host, Worm Buffelli. It is the postseason. It has begun. Holy smokes. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. Let's sit back. Let's talk some wrestling.
Before we get started, are you looking to upgrade your mower? Are you needing a new snowblower for the upcoming wrestling season? If you are, go no further than Raider Outdoor Power. Located at 2580 Rockdale Road, the good folks at Raiders will make sure you are set up for this season to get your lawn looking like a pro-level golf course or to get that snow off your driveway so you can get on with your day. Stop out at Raiders today and they'll make sure you are set and ready to go.
One of my new sponsors, Eric Doughty Concrete. For those who know, Eric Doughty, a former Hempstead wrestling great, state medalist, has a concrete company here in Dubuque, and he would love to give you guys a quote today. Give him a call at 563-543-594, and he will set you up right. Eric Doughty Concrete. Guys, go to Moskies. Just do yourself a favor and go to Moskies. Moskies Barbecue, located in Cascade, has some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Located right off the 136 exit in Cascade, Bryce and Shauna do nothing but great work. You've seen their food truck in Dubuque. You've seen their catering at weddings. Now go to the brick and mortar and enjoy some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Great people, great wrestling family. They love wrestling as much as you guys listening. So do yourself a favor, stop down Moskies, get some barbecue today.
Whether you're looking to restore rusty old metal parts to like-new conditions or protect brand-new components with durable, attractive, long-lasting finishes, Lane's Custom Steel, located in Benton, Wisconsin, can help with metal finishings and metal coatings, offering a full range of custom metal restoration using powder coating for individual and business needs. Their powder coating techniques will perform everything from automotive parts to outdoor furniture to everyday household fixtures. Email Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. That's L-A-N-E-Z Custom Steel at gmail.com. Let's get this podcast started.
All right, super pumped you guys are here. We are finally getting out of this ice torture that we've had this past week. I don't know about you guys, but when I saw 26 degrees out today, I almost busted out a pair of shorts. I mean, I was getting that excited. I mean, it's crazy to think how cold it was last week. Kind of ruined some things, but hey, you know, all things considered, that's what wrestling's about. You deal with adversity, you get tough about it, right? So this past week in the wrestling world, West Dubuque took a road trip up to Waterloo West, and they came home with a W. They got pins from Chase Brunson, Drew Birds, Garrett Kleisner, Kel McKenna, and Gavin Frost. That helped the Bobcats head back to Epworth with a 54-17 win over the Wahawks. Hempstead hosted number 18 City West Thursday night. I know, talking to their staff, They were pretty amped up for that duel because they thought, you know, head-to-head, it might not go, you know, it might be a tough duel to win. But with pins from Tate Woodruff, Mitchell Pins, Evan Bertine, Dawson Fish, and Cam Smith, the Mustangs got a 45-25 win over the Trojans. City West, in the latest rankings prior to the other night, they ended up being 15th. So that's a solid win for them. Especially with a gap like 45-25. You know, like I said, I know last week, we'll talk more about their week this past week, but I know this past week was pretty crucial for them trying to hold that top eight ranking going into the regional dual selection. Down south, Bellevue hosted Beckman, Anamosa, and MFL Marmac. Anamosa got the 66-9 W. Then the Comets rallied back with a W from Beckman, 48-24. But they did have to settle on the night with another L. They lost to MFL Marmac 63-18. Jack Hyland went 3-0 on the night. Again, so Beckman and MFL Marmac are going to be district opponents. So at least there you get a good chance to see them. I told you guys, Anamosa is rolling right now. So to see a score like that, that's not too crazy to think. I think Anamosa right now, like I said, they're a team to watch, especially in Class 2A. They could get themselves into a regional pairing, knock off a team. It might be tough. They might end up at Mount Vernon, so it could be tough for them. But regardless, they're looking like a full head of steam. Okay, we're going to pause that. That sounds stupid, right? I'm sorry. Full steam ahead, going into the postseason. So, you know, you take that loss for what it is. Cascade hosted Monticello, Northeast Goose Lake, and West Branch. Not an ideal night for the Cougars. They lost to Monticello 45-25. West Branch, they lost 60-9. you know, West Branch has kind of been known to have a good programs, but I honestly didn't see that one coming. So, I mean, West Branch might have it going on. I just haven't really paid much attention. But they did end up rallying back that night and winning 48-21 over Northeast Goose Lake. You know, Cougars are rolling, you know, for as well as they can. You know, they got pickup wins here and there. You know, I still think they got a winning record going on. Still have some guys out of the lineup getting ready for the postseason. So hopefully they get that all straightened out here in the next couple days. Senior hosted Liberty, and they took a 53-25 loss on the night. Falls from Gable Christensen, John Fitzpatrick, and Garrett Schumacher helped the Rams stay in contention. But Liberty obviously prevailed. You know, just one of those, again, another one of those duels. You like to see the fight. Growing team, they're picking stuff up as they go. So take it for what it's worth there. Going into Saturday's competitions, West Dubuque competed down at the Williamsburg Raider Invitational. Team finished with 197 points, and that ended up being a runner-up finish as a team. They got championship performances out of freshman Will Casey. Guys, I want to talk about Will Casey for a second. This kid is having himself a great freshman campaign. Was a kid who took fifth last year at the AAU State Tournament. You know, he's just a sound wrestler. And I think he's one of those kids that just gets better as he goes. You know, obviously with MVCs next or this week, and then with districts next or the following week, or 2 weeks, you know, the sky's the limit, I think, for him. Joe Hirsch and Drew Birds also brought home titles. Kellen McKenna and Garrett Kleesner, they took second for the Bobcats. So overall, you know, a solid day. I saw that it was like an 8-man round robin. So they ended up having to wrestle like 6 matches, I believe it was, on the day. That takes a lot out of you, man. Like, you know, for an 8-18 tournament, I don't know why they did round robin. But hey, I'm not the director there. But to have, you know, 6-7 matches a day, you're going to be tired after that one. Hempstead was down at the Clyde Bean Brad Smith duels in City High. I talked about it last week, guys. You know, looking at the, like their schedule and their rankings, this was going to be, you know, a weekend for them that they needed to go out and, you know, put a stamp on some things. And I think they had a solid day. You know, they ended up beating Oskaloosa 56-19. They had a nail biter with a tumble, 35-33. But after that duel, I think, you know, they got their heads refocused and they rallied 2 W's against number 9 ranked Cedar Rapids Prairie and Xavier, 45-30 and 41-33, respectively. They finished second behind Class 2A, number 2 ranked Mount Vernon, 53-20. Guys, Mount Vernon is a tough team this year. So that's a dual loss that, you know, you can hang your hat on, but obviously it is what it is. Mitchell Murphy went undefeated on the day and got named to their all-tournament team. So kudos to him on that. Senior and Bellevue are both down in Wyoming for the John Byers Midland tournament. You know, like I talked about it, you know, there's 18 teams there. It was a grind of a tournament. I was looking through track, you know, some of these guys were wrestling 4 or 5 matches and still not placing. So you can just tell, like, you know, you have to show up those first couple rounds. And regardless, you know, they've got put through a ringer. The Bellevue brothers, Jake and Jack Highland, were the two medalists on the day for Bellevue. Jake taking third at 157 pounds and Jack taking fifth at 215. You know, talked about it. Jack lost to Jackson Van Cuth, again, 4-3, and ended up taking an L on the backside as well. But again, I think he's going to pick up steam here second part, or, you know, come districts. You know, he went down the state tournament with, you know, a handful of losses last year and came home with a medal. So not ready to sink that ship yet. For the Rams, Loman Duffy made the finals. He took home second place to Braxton Borman of Alcater, 6-4. Looked at Braxton Borman's record. He's like 36-2 as a senior. So, you know, it's a kid that, you know, obviously he's a solid kid. You know, 36-2 is a pretty solid win there. Cascade went down to the Denny Christensen invite in Anamosa. Again, another tournament that had like 16, 17 teams, and they just were dogfights, it looked like. Brock Morris took second place to Jordan Young of Charles City, 3-2. Another kid, I looked at his record, he's like 29-2. So, you know, he's a solid kid. Calvin Monernock took second behind Tate German in North Fayette Valley. Might want to, you know, you get that one back here come district time. And then Ty Frazier lost, took second, losing to Landon Bell from Liberty in the finals. So for the boys' weekend, I obviously, you know, I think I said Walter was off this past week, but for the most part, a lot of these teams are getting that last, you know, hurrah tournament in as we go into the postseason. On the girls' side, it was conference tournament weekend. Girls, we'll talk more about it later. Their season starts earlier, so their season's starting to wind down a little bit earlier as well. But the Comets and the Cougars, they started their weekend off at the RBC tournament Friday night. For Bellevue, they got a championship performance out of former Wrestler of the Week, Kelsey Neef. And then also Noelle Shelley took third. That was their highest medal, their two highest medalists on the night. But Kelsey Neef is having a great season so far. Excited to see how she plays out here in the Super Regionals here coming up this next week. Cascade has a solid night getting medalists out of Kira Turnus, Carly Monernock, Ava Lawler, and Bailey Martin. They all took third. Leah Schwenker also having a great season, I think, so far. She made the finals, but she took second behind Tegan Hartz from West Branch. Saturday, I went down to Cedar Rapids this past weekend for work, and I happened to be done around 11:30 or something like that. And I knew that the MVC girls tournament was going on down Prairie. So I took a little road trip down there, spent a couple hours down there watching. And man, I tell you what, there's some solid wrestling here in girls wrestling, man. I mean, some of these girls are really evolving at a fast pace. You know, a couple years ago, it was all these girls are at the same level. But now you have girls that have been wrestling for 4 years, high school, you know, girls that are participating in freestyle, girls that are going to clubs. So wrestling is starting to pick up steam here in Iowa for girls wrestling, and I think it showed here this weekend. For Hempstead, Mackenzie Ostola, Paige Howison, and Caitlin Brockus, they all came home with runner-up finishes at their respective weight classes. So they had a solid day. They got 3 medals out of the deal, with 3 making the finals. But all 3 came up short. Senior got a third-place finish from Kennedy Stolk, Alyssa Seipel. And then the big performance was Joey Strohmeyer plays first for the second time in her career. So you want to say it this way, she has become senior's first ever 2-time conference women's champion. That's a huge thing. You know, she ended up having to get a pin in the finals against Kennedy, which was our girls' takedown of the week. Obviously, it was great for her to get that one under her belt. The Bobcats had a solid day. They had a runner-up performance from Grace Murphy. And then with Sheridan Engelken and Adrian Shepard, they both took third in the day. I did look, like West Buick only brought 10 girls down to the conference tournament. So, you know, to get, you know, 3 on the medal stand, you know, that's a pretty solid day for them. And then finally for Wallert, you know, they had, you know, the Golden Eagles had Ava McDermott, Bella Miller, and Eve Skoraki in the finals. Ava McDermott took home silver. She lost to girl from Prairie, who's super tough. And then, you know, the new dubbed name, the Waller Golden Girls, Bella Miller and Eve Skoraki, they pinned their way through their respective weight classes and all in the first period. I mean, just a banger performance from both those. I was trying to do the Wrestler of the Week this week for them, and I was like, okay, well, both of them won conference. I wanted to get, the conference champions. Then I'm like, all right, I'm going to look at, dominance. You know, so Joey Strohmeyer had a couple of decision matches, so kind of took her out of contention. And then I looked and I saw that Bella and Eve both had pins. They pinned their way through the tournament. All right, awesome. Well, let's see who lasted the longest. Oh, they pinned them all in the first period. And it's like, oh, and they're freshmen. And so I literally got put in a stalemate there. I had to go co-wrestlers of the week to those two. I mean, to pin their way through a conference tournament at, you know, essentially 135 pounds and 145 pounds, that says something. So to see those two girls pin their way through the tournament as freshmen is really impressive. So, you know, onward with them. So that was all we had this past week. Shout out to Hempstead, though. They did take first Monday on Martin Luther King Day, you know, with the snow cancellations, all that stuff. They still hosted a tournament down in Sumner, Fredericksburg. They went up to that tournament and they have taken first. So shout out to them because, you know, I was saying at the beginning of the season, you know, I was talking to one of their coaches, Brock, and he was saying, you know, this is a slow roast. You know, this isn't, you know, not looking for immediate success right away. It's all about getting better. And for them to win a tournament with some stout teams up there towards the end of the season really does show, hey, they trusted the process, they followed through, and they made things happen there. So with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to talk about this week in sport wrestling.
Want to take a quick break here to mention our great sponsors at Raider Outdoor Power. Stop out at 2580 Rockdale Road, and one of their great sales staff will have you set up for the best equipment and top-of-the-line service you can expect from a company who has helped the Dubuque County area since 1957. At Lane's Custom Steel, they have been offering custom powder coating solutions to businesses and individuals since 2019. Their skilled team of professionals are dedicated to providing you with high-quality finishes that will last many years. Email Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com.
And we're back this week in the wrestling world. Guys, again, we're in the postseason now. I don't know about you guys, but this season just like flew by. Usually like January, I always feel like kind of drags on. But for some reason, it just seemed like the schedules all of a sudden, like I blink and, you know, we're at the conference tournament week. First things first, let's start though. This week, the girls begin their road to the state tournament. They have their super regionals this week. For those that don't know, this is how super regionals work. Each host site will have 50 teams in their super region. However, they will be divided into two 25-team regions for the girls to compete in. Each region gets four qualifiers per weight. So the moral of the story is you take top four in your region, you're a state qualifier down at Extreme Arena in a couple weeks. So, you know, and here we go with that. I mean, like I said, there is six super regions, and it translates into a 32-woman bracket down at state. So here we go. Waller, Bellevue, West Dubuque, they're at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse in Cedar Rapids. Waller and Bellevue are on the same side. So, of course, just like it's been the story all year, Waller and Bellevue are like practically married with each other during wrestling season. So, naturally, they'd have to be at the same super regional. And then West Dubuque, they're on the other side of the region, but they're in the same arena. You confused yet? No? Okay. All right, let's keep going. Cascade, Senior, Hempstead, they're up at Mason City, up at the Mason City Fieldhouse at their high school. I guess it's just a huge gym for them to compete in. Cascade is on one side with Hempstead and Senior on the other side. Again, guys, each one of these teams have girls that have potential to get down to Iowa City, get down to place. Obviously, you know, you think about, you know, Bella Miller, Eve Skoraki, both ranked 1 and 2, respectfully. They should be able to qualify pretty easily. You know, Ava McDermott's a returning state qualifier. You know, Hempstead has Blanchard, she's a returning state qualifier. Bellevue, like I said, Kelsey Neef, she's having a season. You know, West Dubuque has a couple girls too. I mean, again, this is anyone's day down here. And I know the number is 25, you know, that tends to scare some people, but, you know, some of these teams might not bring gals down. So next thing you know, you might be in a 16-person bracket, and all of a sudden, it makes things a lot easier for you. So that being said, that's taking place on Friday. Hopefully, next week we'll be able to talk about who state qualifiers are in this area. So I'm pumped for them. I hope they all have the best of luck here this next week. On the boys' side, this is probably the last week of duels besides the regional tournament. So Hempstead is going to be at City High. You know, they didn't wrestle down at City High this past weekend, but they, you know, they're a tough team too. So hopefully, you know, that's a good duel for Hempstead. Again, got to keep those wins coming to keep that ranking going. Senior is going to be at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. You know, again, this could be a winnable duel for Hempstead. You know, Jeff has had some ups and downs. Waller got a W off him this year. So this could be one of those. If they end up winning this duel and, you know, walking off with an MVC duel for the season, hey, wouldn't that be an awesome story? Wouldn't that just be great? Like, I'm rooting for them. Hopefully that happens. WD hosts Linmar. Linmar's ranked 5th right now as a dual team. They went on fire down at the Battle of Waterloo in December, and they still have just been popping off rounds, I think. So WD hosting Linmar, senior night, I'm assuming that'll be a barn burner. You know, they'll want to go out there and compete to the best of their abilities. Waller is down at number 9, Prairie. That should be, you know, guys will get some good matches in. Prairie, obviously, perennial. Number 9, they're ranked currently. So that's a solid duel for Waller as well. With the RVC tournament going on this weekend for, you know, the small town area, Cascade and Bellevue, they're off this week competition-wise. And just like that, man, Saturday is conference Saturday. Like, conference tournaments are Saturday. And the MVC tournament, that'll be hosted at Senior. So you're going to have Senior, West Dubuque, Hempstead, Waller. They'll all be competing along with, you know, all the Iowa City schools, all the Cedar Rapids schools, all the Waterloo schools. You know, that's a great tournament for them. Tournament starts at 10 a.m. You know, if you're in town and want to go watch some wrestling, high school wrestling there, go to that. Cascade and Bellevue will be at Bellevue for the River Valley Conference Tournament. That also begins at 10. You know, that's just a short 20-minute drive down the road. Stop at Kelmus's, get a prime rib on the ride home. I don't think you'll regret that one. And then on the college side, Loras is hosting the Flash Flanagan Open. That's always been a annual open tournament. That's starting at 9 at Graber on Loras campus. For college wrestling fans, these opens are fun. These are the second semester tournaments where, you know, your guys that are freshmen this year, you know, they get to go compete unattached finally. So this isn't going to affect their eligibility at all. You can go in, watch some wrestling, some high-level wrestling. Watch guys that are, you know, like I said, freshmen this year who might be in the lineup this next year at your respected schools and see how they pan out. I know you and I was supposed to have the U and I open this week, but they canceled, and it looks like they're all coming down to the Loras Open or the Flash Open. So I don't know if that means they're going to be bringing some of their starters down. I don't know if they're bringing their whole team out or they're just bringing up their backups. But regardless, you'll have some D1 guys there. Usually Iowa brings some backups. Iowa State brings some backups. Wisconsin brings some backups. You know, and that, you know, when I was competing, even a little bit after I was competing, there was times where, you know, University of Illinois, UNI, NIU did bring their full team that first term of the year. And, man, like, that was a treat for some people, man. Like, you watch, like, all these good wrestlers, you know, wrestling here in Dubuque. So, you know, as always, you know, especially this, you know, the last couple months, if you want to watch some good wrestling Saturday, just throw a stick in any direction. You're bound to find something, man. So that's exciting stuff. With that, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to take a quick stroll down Coach Worm's Coach's Corner. One of my new sponsors, Eric Doughty Concrete. For those who know Eric Doughty, a former Hempstead wrestling great, state medalist, has a concrete company here in Dubuque, and he would love to give you guys a quote today. Give him a call at 563-543-594, and he will set you up right. Eric Doughty Concrete. And we're back. It is time for Coach Worm's Coaching Corner. As always, I'm here to spew some advice to you. You can take some of it, you can take none of it, you can take all of it. Hopefully, you know, it just resonates in some aspects of your life. You know, like last week we talked about, do your actions compete with your visions, you know, in the aspects of, you know, are you doing the right things to achieve your goals? So kind of feeding off of that from last week, you know, this week, you know, the big one I was thinking about, and I reached out and I had a conversation with Coach Allen from Waller. You know, we were talking back and forth about what I was going to talk about this week. And, you know, he said, you know, like, with going into the postseason, you know, you got to ask yourself, like, you personally, not anyone else, are you your biggest fan or are you your biggest enemy? You know, that's a lot to unpack there, right? You know, are you your biggest fan or are you your worst enemy? You know, and some things are like, it's kind of hard to describe how, what I'm trying to get at, you know, when you're your biggest fan, you know, it's like you're playing with house money, man. Like you have full belief in yourself, you know, you're doing all the right things. You're trusting the process. You're trusting your coaches, trusting your technique, man. Like, and you're feeling it. Like you're feeling really good about yourself. But then also you can be your biggest enemy. You know, you can let doubt creep in your head. You can let, you know, the thoughts of, oh, this kid's ranked, or I got to beat this kid. I got to keep my rankings. You know, all of a sudden it kind of leads to almost like not self-sabotage in a way, but kind of, you know, like it's, you know, definitely like puts negative thoughts in your head. And that's when bad things can happen. You know, so like, what are you telling yourself? You know, like, are you telling yourself like, hey, I have to win, or I'm going to win. I want to win. I'm going to win. I'm doing all the right things. Or are you telling yourself, I can't lose, or I can't lose this match. Oh, I really hope I can beat this guy. No, you got to have 100% positivity. Otherwise, you know, that negativity again makes you your worst enemy, you know. And going back to last week, you know, where we said that, you know, your actions and your vision, if you're doing any of those things that we were saying that's not, you know, adequate to your goals, you know, like I said, are you staying up late? You know, are you going partying? Are you eating crap? Are you, you know, taking goes off? That those are traits that can lead to you being your own worst enemy. You know, there was countless guys that, you know, I competed with and been around that, you know, they were some of the best guys in the world or in the area. And they would just find ways to sabotage themselves. It seemed like, you know, there was a kid in college that I knew through some buddies named Johnny Starzik. He was a 3-time state champ in Illinois, went to Oklahoma, got in some trouble down there with some drugs, then came back to North Central. And, you know, he was so good at the sport of wrestling, but he was still doing drugs. And he was still like, you know, he was, I'm even, you know, can say that I've heard firsthand that, you know, he wrestled Tyler Graff stoned, which is absolutely dumb. And I do not condone that on anyone. And I hope that your coaches would kick you off the team if you even tried doing that. But he was still so good that he ended up winning the match. But it caught up to him, you know, and he only lasted in college a year. You know, you're an All-American and then you never heard him again. And that's such a waste of talent because he became his own worst enemy, man. Like, he found a way to screw up. You know, you look at, you know, even, you know, I look at AJ Ferrari. AJ Ferrari is probably in the long term in his life, he is going to be his own worst enemy. He'll never get out of his own way and he'll probably end up, you know, making some mistakes. Hopefully not, obviously. Hopefully he corrects his life and he moves forward. And, you know, we can also look back and say, boy, we were all wrong. But the way that, you know, he doesn't take blame for anything for himself. He is putting blame on other people. That's just a sign of being your own worst enemy, man. Like, he can never just take responsibility for himself. So, end rant there. But again, back to positive affirmations. You know, are you talking about winning and negative, or, you know, am I going to win? I can't lose. Going to matches with a strong belief, you know, it's going to help you. It's going to get to where you want to be. But if I'm telling you, if you go in thinking, I can't lose, odds are you're going to find yourself losing, man. Like, it's just tough. It's just kind of how it is. You know, and the bottom line is, you know, that wrestling mentality of, you know, Tom or Terry Brand said, you know, you get what you earn, or you deserve, you know, you don't get what you deserve, you get what you earn. You know, you earn everything you get in the sport. And just like in life, you know, nothing will be given to you. And if you go and believe in that, you're, you know, your biggest fan, man, that's deadly. You know, that is a great road to be on. You can believe in everything that you can do. You know, you set your mind to something and you go and you achieve it. It's awesome. Like, super awesome for you. But when you start acting like your own worst enemy, then you'll start finding ways to sabotage yourself. Case in point, all those previous examples. You know, sometimes even without even trying. So, you know, take the time to think to yourself, has everything you've done this year been because you're your own biggest fan or your own worst enemy? You know, really think about that, especially here going into this next week. So, short one today, but thanks for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys have a blast this week. Wrestlers, wrestle your tails off. You know, ladies, punch your ticket to state. Guys, have a good conference tournament. Just remember something. The only thing that you can control in the sport is your effort, your fight, and your fun, and the fun you're having. If you can control all three of those things, man, big things can happen. So with that, I'm Worm. I got my one. I'm out. Before we go, I just want to give one last shout out to Raider Outdoor Power, Moski's Barbecue, Eric Doughty Concrete, Lane's Custom Steel, Gravel Grading and Excavating, Cascade Athletic Club, Big Game Wrestling Club, Dubuque Wrestling Club, Leonard Funeral Home, Kramer Pest Control, Jared Levy at Exit Realty, and Spine and Sport Chiropractic Center. I'm so thankful for you guys' sponsorships. I hope you guys go out and use their business, support their business any way you guys can, give them follows on social media, use their business. It's truly appreciated. Thanks again for listening. Follow us at Worms Weigh In on Instagram, or follow us at Dubuque Area Sports Podcast on Facebook.